After years of contentious debate, votes, policy reversals, and almost 100 years of tradition, Skowhegan High School will no longer be allowed to use the name Indians as its mascot. That was a decision made last night at a special meeting of the SAD 54 school board. Jennifer Mitchell was there and has this report on an issue that continues to divide the community.
Okay, folks, we have it tallied. I'm going to again ask that everybody remain calm.
With police posted at each corner of the room, SAD 54 school board chair Dixie Ring read the results of the vote on whether to change the Skowhegan High School sports mascot name.
Those weighted votes are to change 558 to 441.
There was a brief silence.
It is a vote.
And then...
I think it's a wonderful thing.
Leonard Rose, who identifies as a member of the Narragansett tribe, says he traveled up from Massachusetts to attend the meeting. Rose says the controversy over schools using Native American imagery isn't just an isolated local issue. Rather, he says it's a civil rights issue that's caused harm to Native people for too many years.
I mean, it's 2019. It's about time. This has been not only just this community, but several others. It's time that we stop using Natives as mascots.
I come from Turner's Falls, Massachusetts, and we made the change in my town.
Skye Davis says her local high school switched about a year ago from the Indians to the Thunder. The cost of doing so, she says, was about $8,000, covered mostly by fundraising efforts by supporters of the change. Beyond the name and the image, she says nothing else is different.
The school is still succeeding, the kids are still doing well academically, and the sports teams are still winning, even though we have a new name. So it's not about the name, it's about the school spirit and the people that live in the town.
No, it's about Dad. We'll be back.
But many in Skowhegan are deeply unhappy with the decision. After Thursday's meeting, supporters of the Indians' name talked amongst themselves about what had just happened. Many reassured each other that the issue was not over, that the decision was not binding, and with 5 board seats expiring this year, a reversal might just be another election away.
It's for my nomination papers to run again. If you're a Skowhegan
run, but Richard Irwin is not going to run, the guy that was sitting at the end. So there's a spot open.
Unlike Leonard Rose of the Narragansett and Penobscot Ambassador Molly and Dana, who's been leading the charge for change, Passamaquoddy member Kathy LeBrun says she's never found the Indians' name to be offensive. And she finds it frustrating that no one has ever asked Maine's Native people to take a vote on the issue.
We've never been asked, and I think that we should all be asked. I mean, we're all in a census. They should ask us how we feel, you know, and then put this to an end. That way it can end it all, because a lot of us aren't offended.
LeBrun says her kids all went to school in Skowhegan and none felt objectified or harmed, and she herself was a Skowhegan High School Indian.
This mascot meant a lot to a lot of people for a very long time.
But Ivor Loffing, who teaches art at Skowhegan High School, says he welcomes the change and sees in it the creative possibilities.
It's going to be fun for the kids, for the students. It's going to be fun for everybody to figure out a mascot, and somebody can wear a big goofy mascot costume and jump around, yell for the sports teams, and I don't know, I think it'll take a while, but I think pretty quickly people will begin to come together and have a fun time with this.
Meanwhile, the ACLU of Maine is applauding the board's decision and says with the change, Maine is poised to become the first state in the nation where all of its schools have stopped using Native American mascots and imagery, a practice which the group maintains is damaging and demeaning to Native people. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.